East Berlin, October 18, 1989. Erich Honecker, leader of the Communist Socialist Unity Party, or SED, which ruled East Germany, announced his resignation. For writer-publisher Klaus Wolfram, then a member of the citizens' movement Neues Forum, and for others, the news came as no surprise.
Wir hatten das schon erwartet.
The same day, the Central Committee elected Politburo member Egon Krenz to succeed Honecker. In fact, Honecker jumped because he was pushed. The upset was the result of a power struggle within the Politburo, in which Krenz himself had played a role. Eyewitnesses say he hummed classical music while he made his selection. Those sent to the left went to the gas chambers. Those sent to the right became subjects of his experiments. Of 3,000 pairs of twins studied by Mengele, 180 survived. And the horrors were not only scientific.
Josef Mengele wird angeklagt.
Josef Mengele wird angeklagt.
In a studio in Berlin, a team of experienced professionals is hard at work, dubbing Oliver Stone's big-budget political drama Nixon into German. It's a challenging assignment.
Lots of characters.
From Hollywood blockbusters to low-budget art films, in Germany, movies speak German. Many actors support themselves by dubbing any part that comes along. Others, like Donald Arthur, specialize in playing characters.
Und was passiert danach?
Schloss Wiebersdorf had little of its present-day splendor, but was a poor and shabby farming estate, short on cash and buried in debt. Bettina missed the lively life she had led in Berlin. In 1819, she moved back there with her children. And after that, she and Achim led separate lives in city and country. In those days, it was considered a most unusual marriage.